Since the dawn of civilization, men and women have struggled to get along.
Honey, I love you.
Stop controlling me!
Sound familiar? Sound familiar? Get ready for the show that's like having unlimited access to your own personal Christian marriage counselors. The Smalley Podcast with host Michael Smalley and his slightly lesser known father, Dr. Gary Smalley.
This is the one and only Smalley Podcast. I am Michael Smalley, and we are on part two of Food and Love. And today, like we mentioned on Food and Love Part One, we are going to focus on Dean Ornish's four things that he says are the main keys to having a healthy life. So really just four main things. That's how simple it can be. That's where we're going on today's show. I've got Dad back again from Paoli, Pennsylvania. Dad, how you doing?
Awesome today. Gosh, what a good day this has been.
Are you feeling healthy?
I am feeling, it's like I came back to life. I don't know if everybody knows it, but I'm on a 2-month sabbatical, which I haven't had in 45 years.
So happy that you're on a sabbatical. Yeah. But of course, you're doing the podcast, so it's not like a full-blown sabbatical. But
no, that's not. Talk to my son.
Because this is joyful.
Yeah.
We're just goofing off on this thing.
Yep.
We don't do anything serious. We're not actually helping anybody. No, hey, I read some of the reviews the other day to you. Were those reviews on iTunes, did those seem encouraging to you?
Very encouraging, and today we get to talk about one of my favorite cardiologists because, you know, I had a heart attack 12 years ago, and so I did what Dr. Dean Ornish suggested, and wow, did that bring... I actually reversed heart disease within my own body in 3 months. He says 6 months. I did it in 3 months.
And that's unbelievable. And I remember that because I know the heart attack, it changed you and it got your attention. And then, of course, I think it was, six months later, I ended up donating a kidney to you because that started a whole process of an autoimmune disease.
It was the massive stress I was under, but didn't realize it. I had it. I didn't even know what stress really was. And stress is... all of your expectations that are not being fulfilled in your life. Just think about that. For the average person listening today, list all of your expectations that are not fulfilled to your expectation. In other words, 0 to 10, you have a 10 expectation on something, and it's like a 2, 3, or a 4. Those are unfulfilled expectations, and that's the other definition of the word stress.
Yeah.
So I had family expectations, business expectations, investment expectations. I had so many health. I had every kind of 4 pages, single space of unfulfilled expectations. No wonder I was dying because every one of them released the two killers, adrenaline and cortisol.
Well, and what's so amazing is that, and this is kind of why we're doing this series, is that what's so cool is you ended up putting this into a book called Healthy Weight Loss, but you also did a DVD series called Food and Love. And what we're doing, folks, is we've put together a very special package where you get the DVD, Food and Love, for the first 50 customers. I know there was some confusion at the end of part one, but for the first 50 customers, we're giving you the book free, Healthy Weight Loss. But then you also get 10 workbooks. So this is a fantastic special. So just go to the website, GarySmalley.com. Go to the website. It's right there. You get 10 workbooks, the DVD, and for the first 50 customers, we're throwing in the Healthy Weight Loss book. But today, what we're focusing on is Dean Ornish's. He basically gives you 4 things, and these are addressed. These are addressed in the DVD series and in the book. But number one, Dad, number one, if you want to be healthy in life, you want to be connected with a loving God and receiving love from God. So that's number one. What does that mean, briefly?
Well, first of all, nobody can receive God's love if they're angry. And anger is stress, which is an unexpected, which is an unfulfilled expectation. And so when things make you angry, realize that God is allowing you to go through a difficulty to reveal your anger so that you can increase your trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. God's in charge of my life and directing my path, not people who mess with me or circumstances that mess with me. I don't trust that stuff anymore, but I do trust God. So my faith in God, my trust in God has been hugely increased by going through, quote, angry experiences or unfulfilled expectations. Nothing on this earth will fill you anyway. Have all the money you want and won't do it. All that has the most beautiful home doesn't do it. Nice Mercedes doesn't do it. You know what? It's not even your family fulfills you and people. God does. We got to get our eyes off of things of this world and solely connected to Him. And then His love starts flowing through us, through His Spirit, through His Word in us. But remember, you can't have it according to 1 John chapter 2. If you are angry and filled with anger, you can't even know the love or light of God. So that's pretty serious. Get rid of your anger. Start forgiving. Yeah. And thanking God for the difficulty. That's why he says, thank God in all circumstances, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. I can be grateful for my difficulties instead of whining like a baby all the time.
Well, and that is immaturity at its heart.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is one of the things Amy and I talked about in The Surprising Way to a Stronger Marriage, which is personal responsibility. When you finally take charge of your life, which is personal responsibility, you recognize that anger kills. Well, and not anger. Exactly. Anger is okay. I mean, if I see someone being abused or taken advantage of, I should get angry. We're not talking about anger. We're talking about bitterness. 'Cause anger is healthy. What's not healthy is when we allow anger to go on too long and become unresolved bitterness.
Right, exactly.
That's what's dangerous. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is loving others and receiving love from others.
Exactly. So how do we love people? We know that one of the best things you can do for a person is to listen to them and deeply understand them. And sometimes that's all you need to do to love somebody. If your husband feels unloved by you, just take your time to understand and ask questions and dig and prime the pump by saying, tell me again how you feel. Give me a word picture, like if you were a bird today, what condition would you be in? What's happening to you? God, those little simple things. If you were an automobile, if you were a jet plane, you know, just ask anything. But your purpose is to understand them and give them compassion or understanding, whatever it is they need. But that's one of the best things you can do for a person.
No, it is. And you know, Greg and I, your older son, my brother, Greg and I were on the phone the other day talking, and that's going to be one of his big pushes at Focus on the Family, is getting couples to simply ask each other, hey, what are some questions? What's a couple of questions that when we're just driving in the car or before we go to bed or when we wake up in the morning and we're brushing our teeth, what are some questions that I could just ask you that would be meaningful, that would tell you I'm interested and that I care about you? And I asked Amy that, and you know, Amy and I have the Smalley Centers that are popping up all over the country now. And she said, and so we do these, you know, the Smalley intensives. And she said, you know, honestly, if I've done an intensive, it would be so meaningful if you asked me, hey, you know, what did you learn in your last intensive? You know, what meaningful thing came out of it that really stood out to you? And I thought, well, that is so fascinating. I never would have known that if I didn't ask. Mm-hmm. And that's what's important for y'all listening, is if you don't ask your spouse questions, you'll never know. And that's how you deeply understand.
Go back to the one. I like that. So I don't know who taught me this, but I've been doing it for a lot of years. But just the other day, I said to Mom, I said, hey, what would you like to see happen this year? So if it happened, you'd say, wow, what a great year. Real simple question. And so she said, if we could move out of this big home and downsize to a smaller home. I said, I'm for that. I'm going to get rid of stuff anyway and let God know that he's more important than even stuff. Because we filled our life with stuff for a lot of years, and it's meaningless. And if anything, it causes more stress because then you have expectations in your stuff. So anyway, so that's the second one.
Yep. The third one is eating well. So Dean Ornish says, if you really want to have a healthy life, you got to eat well. And we know there's 8 gajillion theories out there, but sure. If we're really going to eat well, I think it doesn't need to be that complicated, right?
It doesn't.
It's crazy formula, and we don't have to starve ourselves, and we don't have to just eat this or just eat that. No. I think it really comes down to kind of, we all know what it takes, right?
Exactly, but this is just really practical. If it's processed, if it's a processed food, a lot of that food is all the value in it has been taken out. And so just spend 30 minutes someday and Google what is a processed food. And there's 1,000 things you can eat every day that aren't processed. And so that's the healthiest way. But here's really important. In Dean Ornish's book, Love and Survival, he says, if you're loving well with God and receiving love from God, loving well with people and receiving love from them, you can almost eat junk food every day and you're still going to be healthy. That's a really powerful statement.
Yep.
That's how important love is. But if you add some good food during the day and don't stress out over, hey, incidentally, you can find Walden Farms. You can eat Walden Farms food like hot chocolate and chocolate sauce and strawberry sauce and syrup that tastes really good. Now, some of these things you have to learn to like, but after a month, you really like them. No calories in them, zero. And they got a whole line of foods, salad dressings that are awesome. And so there are substitutes to the things you can't live without that don't have any calories in them. So if you want a dessert, it's amazing. Anyway, there's things like that are just practical helps to you.
Well, and what's great is, like, again, just to tell everybody, we have that awesome special. And so with the Healthy Weight Loss book, if you're one of those first customers, but also with the DVD and the 10 workbooks, so the workbook that comes with it, you go through that all in great detail. And so, y'all, you want to, I'm telling you right now, you want to be one of those first customers. Because that stuff's in there and it's great. Number four, and the last one, which I love how this is worded, mild exercise. You don't have to kill yourself. Mild exercise, and you can be incredibly healthy. But what, Dad, what does mild exercise really mean?
Well, and like a treadmill, like, for example, I actually kill 2 birds with 1 stone. It's really hard for me to exercise without doing something else. And so I actually have built a little rack on my treadmill that I use almost every day. You only have to do it like 3 or 4 times a week. But what I do is I do all my emails, all my texts and all that kind of stuff while I'm on a treadmill at a speed of like 2.5. And so that's pretty slow, but boy, my weight just stays normal when I do that. But I don't even notice that I'm exercising, and I do it for an hour because I usually have a lot of emails. And so I can read a book. I'm writing a new book series with Dan Walsh, the new novelist. And I just read those chapters and edit them while I'm on the treadmill. And sometimes it's an hour and a half, and I go, oh, I've been on there too long. You know, so I get off, but I don't even know I'm on there because I'm reading.
Well, and the point is you don't have to join the expensive gym. You don't have to spend 4 hours a day. And you know what I tell people? Because, you know, I used to actually be a really good athlete and was a yell leader at Baylor, you know, played all the football, basketball, and track, and was a pole vaulter and did all sorts of stuff in high school, and then ended up getting injured my senior year. But even at Baylor, was a yell leader, which we won't get deep into what that is, but in essence, that's a male cheerleader. But point is, that was an incredibly difficult sport to do, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And was in, that was in the best shape of my life, was ripped, had big muscles, yeah, bench pressed 350 pounds, and I only weighed 170 pounds. And wow, so I was in fantastic shape when I got married, but then I got married, and then I started having kids, and I didn't have healthy eating habits, and, you know, got overweight and all that kind of stuff, and now I'm on this fantastic journey on getting healthy again. But one of the things that I've been encouraging not only myself, but even friends and other people, is that on one level, when you get married and have children, that body I had when I was 19 is unrealistic, because I also worked out 2 to 3 hours a day, 6 days a week, under supervision of a trained professional, you know, Division I, Big 12 coach. Yeah. And so that's where I think sometimes people think, you know, I should have that body. And it's like, no, I'm not going to have that kind of body again. Now, can I be fit? Yeah, I can be fit. But if my expectation is to look like, you know, some Hollywood celebrity that's been photoshopped in a magazine, that's ridiculous. Can I be healthy and fit? Absolutely. I can be in shape. But in terms of having ripped muscles and, you know, a six-pack ab, that could be a little bit unrealistic, because I don't have that body type to begin with.
Yeah.
And so...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, why would you laugh? Why do people always laugh when I talk about that kind of stuff? I don't understand. But you know what I'm trying to say, though, is that, look, your goal should just be healthy. That doesn't mean you're going to look like Adonis, you know, or a Greek god or a Greek goddess. Sure. But healthy is realistic. And that's why I love the term mild exercise.
Yeah. And so, in fact, something's coming to me while you're saying all this right now. The average woman wants to have abs, you know, and a cute, you know, bottom. And the average guy wants to be fairly handsome, you know, and maybe be ripped a little. Here's the key. People see you as beautiful when you're loving.
Yep.
You can be overweight and slobby, but if you're loving... In fact, in my mind pops in the picture of my substitute math teacher in high school, which I was doing poorly in the course of geometry. He came and substituted for 6 weeks. He was the ugliest. He'd been in a major fire and a bomb, something. His eyes were off. You know, he was a gross person, but looking. But he was so loving. Within a week, we were all in love with him. My grade went from a D to an A in 6 weeks. Because the guy was a lover of people.
Just go to our website and look at the picture of my wife and I. She finds me attractive. I am a living, breathing example, because I know how to love well. People ask me all the time, seriously, no, really, honestly, seriously, how'd you get her to fall in love with you? And I do. And I just go, have you been listening to the seminar at all? Because I know how to love well. It's not a tricky thing. And Dad, you're dead on. Well, folks, those are the four things. You can do those four things and have a very healthy life. You can also get that very special offer. Remember, you get the DVD. First 50 customers also get for free the Healthy Weight Loss book. And then we're including the 10 workbooks. Man, you can start today. You will change. I know it, because I'm changing now. Dad made, you made, that's why you put that stuff together, is it changed your own life. All this information is in those resources in great detail. And so if you haven't left a review for the show, I just want to remind you, don't be shy. It's easy to do it. All you got to go is type in Smalley Marriage Podcast, or just Smalley, or just Marriage, frankly, and you'll find us in iTunes. Leave us a review if you like it. Leave us a review if you don't like it. We're not going to get our feelings hurt. Well, maybe Dad will, but I won't. I will not get my feelings hurt. And then, as always, the show is brought to you by the Smalley Center. Find out.
Do you give them something extra if they do a review?
Well, we have been doing a contest, but that contest is over. But we'll run more contests.
Okay.
But find out why 96% of our former couples at the Smalley Center and our intensive program, find out why 96% of them would recommend the Smalley Intensive to your marriage if you needed help. You can check that out at SmalleyCenter.com or call us at 1-800-975-8748. Again, that's 800-975-8748. Well, we've come to that time again where there's really only one thing left to say.
And now, it is time to say goodbye.
And I leave you with my dear friend, Renier Bester in 1440. What about God?
I have toiled in foreign soil for a thing that is my own. All my labor is in vain. I show the scars in my mind. A loving deeper than a deep thing. A love that never, ever dies. Well, I need you to extend.